and I will do it alone. And then we come to the Gospels. And what are the Gospels? The Gospels are God doing it. So what is this? This is Jesus Christ. And what's Jesus Christ? He's called the Word. Now what does that mean? He's the Word. He is God keeping His Word that He will do it, and He will do it alone. The coming of Jesus Christ is God keeping His Word. I said I did it. I'm doing it. It's Jesus Christ is God. It's vast. A lot of Christians will say Jesus Christ is God, have little reason as to why it's so important. It's vital. What if Jesus Christ were not God? Could you still be saved? So the great issue is not just that He is God, but it's vital as to understanding why. Because God said, I will do it alone, because a creature can't do it. I will do it alone. Then we come to the epistles to the church, and what these are all about. These are all about proclaiming. Remember that tomorrow night. These are all about proclaiming. Now God has done it. God has made it possible. All the way back to Job, for man to have and be restored and have fellowship with God. God made it possible. God did it. And the gospel of the church is about proclaiming that. So, here we're dealing with faith is the whole issue in this whole spiritual warfare. In dealing with how am I going to be righteous, and all the way through man says, oh, I have to do something, oh, I have to do my part. And so you have things like the law, you have various types of lists, you have things that different churches have come up with, things, different denominations in history, church history, different movements, and man comes along and gets a lot of people following him because he found the secret. I have the secret. And then another man comes along, oh, I've got the secret, and they've all got the secret. Well, the secret, as we saw in our study of Samson, is very simple. The secret is, will you just trust me? That's the simple secret. That's the underlying secret all the way through. Who's going to just trust me? Will you just trust me? Satan couldn't. Lucifer was his name in the prehistoric time. Then his name was changed to Satan. He couldn't do it. Now, will you, a lowly little creature, lower than Satan, your worm, Satan calls us a worm, son of man, born of woman, meaning just so depraved it has to be born. How nasty. Angels just created into being, but man has to come out of born and all that garbage. Weakness, total weakness, born of a woman. Okay, can't do it. Now will you, you little worm, you little squashed bug, do you dare just to trust God? That's the whole issue. Or do you think you've